Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Avon Relational Radio Show, and this show is designed to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you are an existing Avon representative at any level or thinking about becoming an Avon representative, this show is for you. Each week, we invite various speakers to help you achieve your Avon goals. Our past guests have been business coaches, life coaches, Avon representatives at various levels, district managers, authors, medical professionals, and just to name a few. We encourage you to have a pen and a paper handy when you log on to the show to take notes. Remember, you can go back and then listen to the previous broadcast. So we ask that you share the show with members of your team and to those you like and to those people you think would like to come into the business with you. We would also like for you to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you have any questions, you can always direct the questions to me at pat@avonbronx.com. So if you've been listening to the show, you know that on the second week of the month, we have what is called the Round Table Discussion. And so I'm going to plug in Ellen, who is calling from North Carolina. Ellen, can you hear me? My computer's a little slow. I don't know why. But I
yes.
think I... Okay, I got you now. Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm great. And you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. And I haven't seen Gillian yet, so we'll move on with our... We have a lot to talk about. I wanted to talk a lot about this last week, but we got a little bit off track. So I wanted to bring back the topic of, blogs and YouTube and social media because, Avon is really pushing us to get more online orders. And, one of the ways of doing that is by definitely being involved with the social media blogging world. And so, Ellen, let me ask you, have you been engaged in any of these activities on social media, like blogging on YouTube, Facebook techniques to help promote your business?
I've been doing, I do a little bit more tweeting than I do blogging, which
okay.
is something that I was working or am working with a coach, and that's one of the areas that we talked about that I'm going to branch out into. I started blogging, but then I kind of stopped. And the issue is you want to put something out at least every week. And so basically you have to come up with your own schedule, whichever works for you. So I know, like, YouTube is another thing that we've been discussing. And one of the things that, blogging can help you with is it will help you learn new things because as a result of blogging, what you're doing is sharing what you see or what you want to see in the world, and it's about teaching or sharing what you know and what you do. And so you're putting that out there. So as you're doing that, you're learning as you go along, and you're probably going to start researching a little bit more. And then it also makes you think clearer. So you're constantly generating ideas, and that's actually one of life's most crucial and critical skills. So basically what it will do, it'll just slowly help you be able to think clearer, learn new things. You'll write better because you'll be doing a lot more writing, and it builds your confidence. Most of the time people don't want to do it because they feel like I don't have anything to say or I don't know what to say. But, if you speak in a conversational way with people, I think you'll get better as you go along.
I totally agree with you, Ellen, and I'm glad you mentioned that in terms of how, doing these things will help you increase your skills. And one of the things that I was told, and I know that a lot of people do it, is that whether you're blogging or you are texting or whatever it is that you're doing on the keyboard, one of the things you should definitely do is when you're when you are communicating with people, you know, really try to stay away from the shortcuts, you know, the abbreviations, so to speak, you know, because what happens is, you know, you can't really master your son's skills if you're abbreviating everything. So I would strongly suggest to people when you're texting your clients or even your friends, really, you should really try to stay away from the abbreviations. I think that you'll find that your spelling skills will increase, and also, you know, the person that you may be texting to or and abbreviating, they may not even know what you're saying. So, you know, really take the time and write these things, these messages out. You agree, Ellen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I make a conscious effort to not abbreviate, and I actually punctuate properly.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do too. Mm-hmm.
And part of that is just my training, and so I just do that. But I think that I don't care what your age. I think you need to be very careful about that, because what happens is you fall into bad habits, and bad habits are hard to break. So just my personal pet peeve. But, you know, a lot of people do it, and they think it's okay. And if you feel that it's okay, then great. But in a business setting, it's frowned upon.
Yeah. You really need to, you know, think about that. You are a professional, an Avon representative, and you want your clients to see you in that light. So I would say, you know, be a professional in terms of the way you communicate with people that you meet. That you communicate with through social media or texting. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
One of the things I also wanted to add as far as blogging is blogging can help make you money. Anytime you see a blog, you'll usually see a link back to a site or a landing page or something like that. So, you know, sharing information with people and then they go to your blog, which is hopefully connected to your website, that can very easily help you. And you can pick a subject that you're comfortable with or that you like. If you like makeup, maybe that's something you want to blog about. If you like skincare, clothes, jewelry, whatever it happens to be, pick something that you have a passion for so it's not drudgery to do.
Yeah. And what I always suggest is that whatever your subject matter is going to be during the time that you're texting or blogging or whatever you're doing, you could take that one subject matter and just put that content in multiple settings. So, like, for example, when I do my newsletter, I always have a tip of the month. So I take a portion of that tip of the month, and I put it on Facebook, I put it on my blog, and so this way it's getting multiple hits. And then the one thing I want to share, whether you're doing a blog, whether you're verbally talking to people through YouTube or Periscope, whatever kind of recording that you're doing, whether you're texting, you should always use your website in with your website. Even on Facebook, I always put my web address. And the reason for that is that the more your web address is mentioned, the higher you come up in the listing. So you definitely want to make sure you always do that. Ellen, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, the other thing that I think is underutilized by a lot of people, and it's funny because I switch phones, so it just jogged me that I need to go back and reset mine. At the end of your texts and your emails, you can put a signature in. I always have a signature in that people can click on. Now, a lot of times people are not paying attention, but every once in a while, somebody go, "Oh, I wonder what this is," and they'll click on it. So even in your texts, you have a signature line there that people can click on, and definitely you want to have information about what you do somewhere. And, you know, there are services. I mean, I know we use a service that has a link to websites with buttons and looks really pretty. But you can just really easily do it yourself with a link at the bottom of your email message. And you go into whatever service you're using, you go ahead and put in your signature with your information that you want, your, you know, web address and maybe a little tagline or whatever, and so that people, and a link to your site so people can just click on it and go straight to your site. Because you don't know how many times your emails or your text message are being forwarded to other people that you don't even know,
mm-hmm.
and that way they will see that information also.
And for those of you who have, I have a Samsung 6, because I think the newest one is the 8, and a 7, which I cannot speak on. But on the Samsung 6, for those people who have that particular device, they, for some reason, they eliminated the signature line. I don't know why. I can't speak up to other higher ones, but they eliminated that. But I tell you, when I had the Samsung 5, I used that, and it was absolutely fantastic. I loved it. So, and I actually, someone who I had not mentioned that I had had the Samsung, I mean, that I was an Avon representative, saw it on my message, text message, and so I didn't know you were an Avon representative. I like to place an order. So that was actually fantastic. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Ellen. The other thing is that, you know, people need to be told what to do. So when I'm on Facebook and I post things on Facebook, and I see a lot of people posting things on Facebook, but, you know, they just post things on Facebook. What you need to do is not only just post things on Facebook, but also tell them, you know, act now, order now, call me now, message me now, you know, visit my website now, you know, so that people, you know, you're just not just writing things. It's, you know, there's, you're giving your reader a command to do something. Would you agree, Ellen?
Yeah, call to action, because you really want people to actually respond, because it's so funny. People say, well, they should know, and we assume people know, but don't assume they know. You need to tell them.
Yes.
And you need to tell them more than
one. That is so true. And you know, a lot of people don't like to order online because, you know, they feel though, you know, that now this is an extra added expense that's being put upon them. But, you know, if you remind them that, you know, any orders over $40, that the shipping is free, you know, that too may motivate them to order online.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I think that we sometimes forget, and we have to continue to do that, because sometimes we know things, and so we forget other people don't know them. And so you have to constantly in that mode, by the way, and after a while it just becomes rote and you just continue to do it. But that's very, very important. Yeah.
Let's see what else is there. So for those people who want to start getting into the blogging, and you don't know how to do that, you know, you could always Google, but there's press. What's that thing? Something press. WordPress. Right. Thanks, Ellen. And then you have what's the other thing? You have Tumblr. That's one. And you know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a blog right on our Avon, your Avon.com site.
Yeah, we do.
That you could blog. And
you can
blog as often as you like.
You can also feature some of your customers. Like I had one of my customers something, and she looked so pretty, and so her husband sent me a picture, and I said, would your wife mind if I put this on my blog? And he goes, sure, that's fine, I'll ask her. So she said it was fine. So testimonials from your customers, something they like, or maybe a tip they gave you, and you go, oh, I didn't think about that. Anything like that that's general interest. One of the things that I was on a watching a show on University of North Carolina's TV station, and they were talking to the owner or the co-founder of Twitter. And one of the things that he was talking about is he's working on this new search engine called Jelly. And basically what that is, instead of usually a search engine is for documents and getting the most relevant documents, they're doing it getting the most relevant people. So in other words, your search will find somebody that knows what you're looking for or has some knowledge of what you're looking for, and it'll be connecting people to people, which I found very fascinating.
You know so many of us as Avon representatives are old school, and we really fear the internet, and some of our customers fear the internet as well. But you know, I always tell people, you know, you can't make a mistake, and if you change your mind, you know, it always asks for confirmation, so you know you can't go wrong. You just cannot go wrong when you're working on a blog or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know what? Because I know myself that it took me forever to get on Facebook because I was afraid to make a mistake. I said, what if I do this wrong? What if I did do this wrong? And the only thing that I can say is don't obviously write anything that you may regret later.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're putting out, if you think about I'm putting out only positive messages, it's pretty hard to say something wrong. So anytime you're to write something, just think about how it might be received on the other end. It's sometimes even the guy, the Twitter co-founder, he says, be very careful about making jokes, because sometimes you think you make a joke and it's not funny to someone else, but you think it is funny. So just think about whether what you're saying is positive, and obviously you don't want to offend anybody. Other than that, you know, you're just out there sharing information. That's probably the most important thing to keep in mind.
And you know what? Also, Ellen, you know, we just assume that when we're doing Facebook and we're doing what's the other thing, Twitter, or we're blogging, or we're doing a video, that we are giving out information, and that's something that you should do, you know, help people give up information. But you also can brag a little bit also. You know, I made President's Club, I'm going to Las Vegas, or I'm in Las Vegas, or I'm at a meeting learning about new products. You know, people really like to see that. I have people who like that, you know, on Facebook, and or send their congratulations. So don't be afraid to brag when you're on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell your story,
And also, too, I think, I don't know if we talked about this before, but what you should do is you should have a business fan page. A lot of people will use personal page as a selling piece, and you have to be very careful because people don't like being sold, and particularly because that's supposed to be for connecting and social. So anytime people feel that you're out there just trying to sell, it falls very flat. So if that's something that you want to do, I definitely would suggest you get a business fan page, because if they find out Facebook that you are using your personal page for a business page, that could cause problems. As a matter of fact, I think you could potentially lose the friends that you have. So, you know, be very careful about doing that. It's one thing to give information, share information or whatever, but be very careful about the, quote, air quote, selling part of it.
So, you know, so one of the things, that's very good. That's very good, Ellen, to information to share. So for those people who, like, for example, who are on Facebook, you know, when you go on your Facebook page, you know, you have a page that says, that will have your name, and then next to your name there'll be a word that says home. If you click on, and the home is all your feed. If you click on the home page, and then you look to the far left, then you see, you know, your favorites, you will see pages, and then you will see groups. I would suggest doing the page, and so if you click on the page and the word page, if you click on that, it will take you another a word will pop up to the right, and it will say more. If you click on more, you'll see the pages that you may not see pages, because this is where you will create your page. So once it takes you to the next screen within that page on the Facebook, on the right hand side will say create a page. And all you do is just click on that. It has a plus, create a page. If you click on that, then it will actually ask you questions, whether you have a local business or place, a company or an organization, brand or products, artist, band, or entertainment, or course, or community. You could do a local business. You could click on that if you like. And then once you click on that, it gives you a category, and you look for your category of your business. Naturally, we are in the beauty business. So you will pick something that's close to that. And then once you've done that, you found your category, then you know it'll ask for an address and the phone number, and then it'll ask you to hit get started. And it will really it's very, very simple. It will walk you through the product. For those people who want to do the brand, you can also click on that as well and just follow the prompts. It really is very, very simple. And then once you've created your Facebook page, then what you can do is go on your regular Facebook page and mention to your friends that you now have a Facebook page, and to please please like your page. And you'll be surprised at the number of people who will go ahead and simply like your page. And I do that every so often, maybe every 3 months or 4 months or whatever. I ask people to please like my page. Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, if you again, going back to you have to ask people to do what you want them to do, if you feel that's a little pushy, or if they really like it, they'll go ahead and do it. But sometimes people just aren't thinking. Their thoughts are somewhere else. So the fact that do you mind liking my page, I've done that, and people have been very willing to do it. So, mm-hmm. And then they also other people, and they do it too. So sometimes they'll say, you know, if you have friends or family that you think might like this, please, you know, whatever the action is. And surprisingly, some people do it. So definitely, I would definitely suggest doing that. But one of the things I also wanted to mention is YouTube. And, you know, a lot of times people go, well, you know, that's just way too much. I don't know how to do that. Well, I felt the same way. I've taken classes. I've spoken to a coach about it. And that's one of the things that's on my next to-do list, just because I kept putting it off. And I have some ideas. And the videos only have to be a couple of minutes. They don't have to be long, mm-hmm. drawn out. So, you know, you start with something small, you start with a topic, you do, you practice, obviously, you write out a script for yourself, and talk about something that you're knowledgeable or that you have a passion for. And, you know, again, as Pat says, well, even if you go, I'm looking for some information I've written down, but what's so funny is, if you go on YouTube, they'll tell you how to do a YouTube video. I mean, everything that you could possibly
Absolutely.
Want. And I was reading somewhere, they said, YouTube can be a digital form of overeating. So if you think about, you know, how we consume information, YouTube is probably one of the top areas of consumption. People watch videos all the time, and you will mm-hmm. not be effective reaching most of your prospects if you're not doing that. There are over 3 billion videos viewed a day. And over 100 million people take a social action on YouTube, like they share it or they make a comment. Mm-hmm. Now, this is every mm-hmm. week. more than 500 tweets per minute containing a YouTube link, which if you have a YouTube video, you're going to have a YouTube link. And then nearly 17 million people, and these numbers are probably higher now, have connected their YouTube account to at least one social service, like their Facebook page, their Twitter page, and other things. So, you know, it presents one of a very underutilized marketing tool. And so that's something that people should think about.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And if you're going to videotape yourself for YouTube, I would strongly suggest to do a Periscope. If you do Periscope, and then once your Periscope is completed, you can you have the option to save it to your gallery, which you will save onto your phone, and then you go into your cell phone, and in your photo gallery, you will see a heading or a category that says Periscope. So you can go on to your YouTube page from your phone, you know, download the app. Then you can upload the Periscope video onto your YouTube, and then people can watch that continuously after the YouTube after the Periscope has been viewed. Then once you've done that, you can copy the link of your YouTube, and you could put that on your Facebook page so that people can go on your Facebook page and watch your video as well.
Yep, exactly. It's a lot of information, and I know that, you know, I felt overwhelmed when I was first looking at it, but if you take a little piece at a time and work on one thing, so for most people on the phone, probably starting the blog, the Avon blog, because it's already set up for you, would be the simplest thing to do. Then after that, you can maybe get a WordPress or a Tumblr and maybe do something else. For those of you who may have landing pages or a website other than Avon, maybe you have, they call squeeze pages or landing pages, where you're directing people to go to your Avon page. There are a lot of things to do, but, you know, don't try to think about everything at one time. Pick one thing, do that one thing, and then go on to the next thing. That way it doesn't feel like, what is that expression, how to eat an elephant one bite at a time?
By the time, so, absolutely. before we end the broadcast, I just wanted to let people know that I just received an email. It came 2 hours ago. I got an email from Avon. I was told this email was going to come out, and actually in our group chat for my district, they had sent this information out and told us to look for it. So I just saw it. For those people, if you did not know, Avon is having the 130th anniversary celebration near you. So if you click on your email and go through the process of the clicks, and you'll see that you can have the opportunity to RSVP at a location near you. So, for example, on Wednesday, June 29th at 6 to 8:30, they will be hosting it in Charlotte, North Carolina, Ellen. So, you know, have the opportunity. Yeah. So read your email, because it's every state is represented, from New York to Texas, Florida to Georgia, Tennessee and Maryland. You know, your state is there. So, you know, go on and register in, and, you know, that will reserve your seat. And also you will be receiving gifts an exclusive Avon 130th anniversary pin is included with that. Okay, everyone, and so Ellen, since you are on the phone here, your guest person will be Alba Tavares. She'll be your person, and I think for us in New York, we have Lisa Wilbert. So, look at your emails today and register quick. And with that, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. If you haven't done so already, place your Avon order before the system updates. And I wish you all well. Be safe out there. Take care, Ellen. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Definitely.